Greetings in Yawiskenekagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some fantastic music from the indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. For this next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the music. Born on the western shore of Hudson's Bay in Churchill, Manitoba, Phyllis Sinclair of the Cree Nation is a member of the York Factory First Nation. I don't feel like I have to do much to set the scene today. And as soon as Phyllis starts telling you about her background, you'll understand why. You'll instantly find yourself transported to a different place in a different time. There is one thing that I want to bring your attention to, however. You might remember the international headlines on November 3rd or November 4th discussing the vibrant Northern Light display that happened in Canada and many parts of the world for that matter. The timeliness of that vibrant light display is of no small coincidence in my mind, especially as it happened just a few short hours after we talked about her people's connection with the ancestors and these lights. And now, thanks to Phyllis, I will forever think of my ancestors when these lights continue to dance in such a display throughout the night sky. Perhaps you will as well. So without further ado, let's get into the music. Kicking off our listening for today's edition of Gyno is Old Land, the opening track of Phyllis Sinclair's latest album called Ghost Bones. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Skin of my bone, breath of my lungs, heartbeat of my chest, water and blood of those long at rest. In a rush of the four winds, I hear you come near. Without hesitation, you meet with me. Path parting grasses, you walk to my side. Open your arms, welcome your child. Oh, land of my birth, life giving land, life giving worth. You run through my tomorrow, lifeblood from the past, taking the four winds, a gift of my thanks. Oh, land of my birth, life giving land, life giving word. You run through.
Oh,
ancestral place, motherland home, flesh of creation, skin of my moon.
As we kick off our listening on today's edition of Gyno, it's the opening track from Phyllis Sinclair's latest offering. The album's called Ghost Bones, and the track you heard is Old Land. Before going any further, I'd like to take a quick moment and welcome you to Gyno today, Phyllis. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Brent. Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate being here.
I appreciate you accepting the invitation, and I'm excited to dive into your amazing craft. Your voice has really, it's captured me already. It's pulled me in, and something that I get particularly excited about when I'm doing my prep for shows and things like that is when artists provide a great roadmap by which to navigate their work, and you certainly do that on your website, and I'm looking at descriptions of all of the songs right now, and it's a lot of fun to me to be able to assemble the pieces like that. And so, as Old Land is the song that we started off with, and it, of course, it's a great articulation of the indigenous connection to the land, but it's also your connection to the land that I want to start with today. I was wondering if you could tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Cree. I'm from northern Manitoba, up on the coast of the Hudson Bay, the western coast of the Hudson Bay. It's a very sparse land, lots of Precambrian shield, lots of water, very flat on the tundra. So I was really inspired by the simplicity of the beauty of that place. There's nothing standing up in your face and saying, look at me, like a beautiful palm tree or whatever. You had to really look deep to find the beauty in the place. And I think I found that as a little girl playing along the rocks and shores of my hometown. Being raised in a community where I had lots of elders, lots of aunties, lots of uncles to look up to for safety, for wisdom, for all those things, I think that really fed me as well. And you don't realize these things, though, until later in life when you look back and you go, wow, you know, that one really touched me in this way, or that place where I sat on a Sunday afternoon really moved me. So, yeah, I think there is something to the geographic location of where you were raised that really does form who you are, and so do the people around you. And it's only later in life that you can look back and really glean from all that. So, yeah.
Being a Cree woman in the 21st century with all of our technological advancements and you bringing all of your traditional background with you, that really helps to be able to weave all of this together in really unique ways, yeah?
Yeah, you know, being raised by my grandmother and my mother, really, I really can't even express how much that has influenced my life, my work, my writing. My grandmother was a traditional woman in that she took everything from the land and she worked with it. For example, my uncles used to go out and hunt, and they would bring back fowl in the fall time. And I remember sitting beside my grandmother. She had taken off the wings of the geese and the ptarmigan and the ducks, and she sat there with pillowcases and she began to pluck the down. And she was putting the down into the feather, into the pillowcases. And I remember sitting and watching her do that. And then later on, what she would do is she would make some fabric, put some fabric together, and she would make duvets. Because in our house, we had no central heat. We had a wood stove, and our house was on pilings. And this is Churchill, Manitoba. You know, it's subarctic. Mm-hmm. And I remember waking up every morning in the wintertime as a child, and you can see your breath in the air. That's how cold it is. And then you would race off to school because you didn't want to freeze your feet on the floor. But my grandmother, you know, had the wherewithal to make these beautiful, warm, plush duvets to keep us warm through the night when the fire went out. You know, so I'm really connected to my grandmother and everything that she taught me traditionally as a child. And a lot of it wasn't, okay, sit down, Phyllis, I'm going to teach you about this today. It was the way she lived. Yeah. It was the way she talked. It was the way, even the tone of her voice. I never remember my grandmother raising her voice once. No. You know, it just took a little bit of a look. And one of my favorite memories of my grandmother, I had to be all but 6 years old. And it was summertime, and someone had bought my grandmother a fish from the river that had just been caught. So my grandmother took it outside, and she laid it on the deck, and she split it in half down the belly, and she laid it open, and she was about to clean it. And it was so fresh that the heart was beating in the fish. And that really caught my young attention, and I took my finger because I was going to touch the heart of the fish. Mm. And my grandmother took my hand, and she put it down, and she said, "No. You don't play with the heart of this fish. You respect the fish because this fish gave its life so that we could eat." I've never forgotten that. So that's the kind of tradition that I was brought up in. It was innate. It was taught through what I saw, mostly by what I saw.
That's incredibly profound, and I think captures the essence of Onguenweka, that real way that we that we discuss. That's the objective, right? To so that there is no more distinction between learning this and just living our lives.
Exactly.
It's also my understanding that you credit your grandmother for your unique vocal stylings as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. My grandmother, at night before we went to bed, there's a couple of things they would do. They would get a sheet and they would hold the sheet over the stove, and they'd run to the bed with this warm sheet, and they'd cover us with this hot sheet, and then they'd put these big duvets over us. Then the lights would go out, and I remember lying in bed in the dark, hearing my grandmother on the bed beside us, because we slept in one bed and she slept in the bed beside us. I remember her humming in the dark. And that humming was so beautifully haunting. And I remember just being struck by it and feeling this deep kind of spiritual feeling, you know, listening to my grandmother hum. And I have for years tried to emulate that hum, and I just can't. And I can hear it in my head, and it's so high, and it's so you know, it's almost in like a minor key. And so when I sing, I hear that in my mind. I hear my grandmother, and she also had that kind of you know, like kind of a swooping sort of thing when she went on to the next note. And that must have really influenced me, because without even thinking, I find myself doing that when I sing. Wow, and I'm okay with it. So, yeah, she did. The other thing really quickly that I think really affected my music without really realizing it was the geography. Hmm. Because, you know, Churchill is a big, flat, wide-open, vast expanse of snow and ice. And in the summertime, it's a vast expanse of water. And, you know, I think there's a certain etherealness to my music and a certain atmosphericism to my music that I think comes from that place. So, yeah, youthful influence for sure.
You have really already kind of evoked that world in which you grew up in that comes through in all of your music. So well, let's get back into the tunes. We'll come back and chat specifically a little bit more about Ghost Bones. In fact, we'll come back to our listening of Ghost Bones in just a few as well. I want to actually go back to Phyllis's second album right now, Fathomless Tales from Leviathan's Hole. And this song that we're going to be hearing right now was selected by musicians with a Cure to be included in their More Life in the Years compilation. It was selected over 350,000 entries worldwide, and at this time you're invited to turn it up and sing along with The Manicure from Phyllis Sinclair today on Gyno.
She pulled her card up next to mine. She asked if I would help her to unwind. garden peas, and they built the house we lived in at the time. They scrubbed a few walls, pots and pans, coined the phrase of dishpan hands. It's taken a life of living to get my hands to look like this.
Bring peace and help my family. From a small town, I could feel the gravity weighed on my shoulders, made it hard to spread my wings. But I knew I could do it, knew I could push through it. Could do anything if I put my mind to it. Native youth had it hard as children growing up, but with prayers in our hearts, I knew we could overcome.
Got a thousand ancestors behind me. We marching on, yes, here come the army. Got a thousand ancestors behind me. We marching on, yes, here come the army. Here come the army. Here come the army.
When I turned 13, the world shattered my dreams. All I had left was a bunch of broken pieces. So many years hiding in the dark, almost drowned, but I never gave up. Creator heard my prayers in the depth of my despair. Yeah, it took a couple tries, but I stood back up. Put down the liquor, put down the drugs. I've been sober 9 years, somehow we overcome.
Got a thousand ancestors behind me. We marching on, yes, here come the army. Got a thousand ancestors behind me. We marching on, yes, here come the army. Here come the army.
She would answer,
but she came through clutch at the time when I needed her.
Now I'm flying highest, I'm a believer. It's what got me through, it's what got me through. Your love, it's what got me through, it's what got me through to you. Creator, creator to you.
Jonah, I quit it all day. Share with.